Host toasties?
Host
posty hose?
Host toasties? Hosties?
All right, let me go ahead and cut off this
turn
here.
Turn that fan towards you.
You know what? Yeah, this is the post show. Turn the fan on.
Can you turn
on.
The fan over the Yahweh?
Oh, has it been on the whole time?
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder if it was picking up on the mics.
It probably was. You won't be able to hear Denise at all.
Stop recording. Save.
That's the hurricane as a guest right. appearance.
And here we have Ike in the studio.
Hey, Ike. Guys.
So you're just getting back from your Caribbean cruise now. How would you say you've liked the Gulf Coast?
It is pretty warm.
Apparently Ike is so sleepy.
He's a little hot.
There's spit all over your mic guard. Oh, don't do that.
So, go ahead and stop this here broadcast.
Yeah, the reason why I picked that song for the ender was because the episode of Sunny in Philadelphia when Mac's dad gets out of prison and they're driving around. He has that list of people. Yeah. Yeah, they're listening to that. And that's when he starts, oh my God, you know, he's like fucking finding the, like, this is a list of people that he's killing. And so we're going to have to like get the fuck out of here. And they hotwire the car and they take off and they're playing that song.
Oh.
And I was like thinking like, oh God damn, that is a kick-ass song.
It's a great song.
Anyway, so this is the post show for podcast number 28.
28.
So what we were just about to talk about was
what?
Someone mentioned Sarah Palin.
That was 28.
And this reminded me that Lorne Michaels said in an interview today he's trying to get Tina Fey to come back to be Palin.
Of course.
Oh my God, please.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her so much.
And he wants Maya Rudolph to come back and be Michelle Obama.
Oh, my God. Wow. That'd be so good.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that white dude is still Obama.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
He was really bad Obama.
I would think
can
that...
They, where the fuck is Tim Meadows?
Oh, that guy?
Come on.
Tim Meadows.
Yeah. He is black.
Yeah.
He should be Obama.
Well,
I would think that Tina Fey actually won't come back to play that part. Because she was like hardcore pro Clinton.
Yeah,
she's all into the women's rights. Like,
why would she not play that part?
Yeah,
she would be making fun of her.
That's no, true. I know, but she's really on top of the fact that she's very pro Clinton. She was also very pro like women, you know, like are better than this, and she would be like, she probably thinks that like Palin's like a fucking travesty. Mm. And she's like,
which
I won't
is
even
why
make.
She would do it.
Well, no, but I think again because I think there's a certain amount of her that's like she wants like women to do well in politics, and she's like, this is going to be so much of a train wreck that I actually don't want no part of this.
Like, no, I think she'll jump at the chance if she has time to destroy this just farce
she would see it as a platform. To fucking put bitch in place.
I know, I think she may be a little, like, on the fence about it. And then she'll probably say, like, well, I'm just too busy.
She That's might be too busy. That's outcome. Probably true. You know, Amy Poehler is actually pregnant. She'll be having a baby with...
a Job.
Oh, we talked about that. She's got Job's baby. Yeah.
I saw Job was on...
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Job is... Yeah. Did you know They're Job married. Was on Sesame Street?
No.
As a magician?
Oh, my
God. It was so good.
Like, a magician named God.
Oh, my God, no.
No, he was Magic Max.
Yeah, he was Magic Max, and he's teaching, like, kids, like, magic tricks. But, I mean, it was just, like, subtraction, you know? and, you know, he was, like, playing up the part.
It's on four and half.
It's on Funny or Die.
You get two twos.
Yeah, like, he'll like, take, a card and throw it backwards and just be like, now there are four cards.
Is this good?
And then they're like... All you did was subtract one.
Hermano.
And then you subtract one more. And then if you subtract all five, you have zero.
That's pretty good.
God damn, it's
what was this? Yeah, it got worse.
Yeah, that's because...
That fans kick ass.
Yeah.
It's the... Well, the fans, oh, hey, that's good.
I had the fan blown in
it's
my direction.
It's also that
earlier.
All of our computers are, like, exploding. Today, I saw an interview with Sarah Palin where the interviewer asked her what she felt about the Bush Doctrine. The Bush Doctrine is a term used to describe basically how George Bush was going to kick the Earth's ass after September 11. The plan that he laid out for smoking them out of their caves and for ending global terrorism single-handedly
Caw-caw!
Is called the Bush Doctrine. As a Republican vice presidential candidate, she should know that. So they asked her if she subscribed to the Bush Doctrine. And she goes, well, that depends on what you mean by that. And he goes, the Bush Doctrine, what do you think it means? And she goes, well, if you mean his worldview, then absolutely. He goes, no, I'm talking about the Bush Doctrine, which is this and
I'm
other.
Being very specific.
Yeah,
here.
It's a thing.
The book?
It's a thing that we have, you know.
Not the made-for-TV movie, the book.
And yeah, and she totally just floundered all over the place. And then I saw somebody refer to it as like a kid that didn't study for their book report or like didn't really read the book.
Ouch.
For their book report. And it really was. It was quite disappointing.
There's also a video supposedly. I haven't clicked on it yet, but it's Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Criticizing her. I haven't seen it yet.
He's not criticizing her. He is literally like a human being voicing his concerns, and they all make perfect sense. And he's not saying, fuck this woman, I hate her, blah, blah, blah. He's saying, like, okay, I don't know who this person is, and listen, there is a 1 in 3 chance she will be the president based on age alone. You know, like, 1 in 3 men do not live past, like, the 4 years that John McCain has left. So there is a high probability, a scary probability, that this virtual political unknown will be our president. And he says, in no joking matter whatsoever, he goes, I mean, does she really think that there were dinosaurs here 4,000 years ago? Because if she does, I have a problem with that. I don't know the answer. I linked to that video on Twitter, and I got a couple of responses where people were like, you can't debate politics with sarcasm. And I was like, I don't think he's being sarcastic, dude. I think I have the same problem with someone who thinks the Earth is 6,000 years old. I have a huge problem with that person. Actually, what Matt Damon says is I have a problem with that person having the nuclear codes.
Yeah.
Well, didn't he say, like, I want to know if... Actually, I was listening to it
she
this morning.
She tried to ban Dear God, Are You There? It's Me, Margaret.
Yeah.
A book about periods. I mean, she tried to ban that.
I was listening to, of all places...
I love that book.
To this on the sports radio station because they were also talking about this. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to Matt Damon, unless I heard it wrong, but he's like, I really want... What did he say? He's like, I really wanted to know if she knows or she thinks that the dinosaurs were here, like... I think he says like 4,000 years ago.
He says dinosaurs were here 4,000 years ago. Young Earth creationists believe that the entire universe, which is basically just the Earth, is only 6,000 years old.
Oh, okay.
God made the universe 6,000 years ago, which it doesn't matter that we have more than 6,000 years of recorded human history. It doesn't matter that we have fossil records dating back in the millions of years. You know, it doesn't matter that the Earth is like, what, 65 billion years old?
Something like that.
The universe is like 600 trillion years old, which we don't fucking know, but still.
Ballpark. Do we want to hear what Pamela Anderson had to say about this?
No.
Oh, no.
Did she call her a coos or something like that? She had a really... she had a really...
wow.
A really well...
Colorful.
A really poignant...
So you know Sarah Palin is the VP candidate for the Republicans in the U.S., where you currently reside. Now, I don't know if you've seen the recent...
She's a Canadian, too.
...with her, but she has a gigantic bear hide in, I think it's her office or her house.
I can't stand her.
And the head is almost bigger than her body.
She can suck it.
Yes.
So not quote me.
Thanks, Pam.
But here's why. Pam Anderson is a fucking coos, okay? It's because she has a bear hide in her house, and people that use meat and fur to be killed. I'm Pamela Anderson. Look at my giant titties. They were big,
check,
and they were small.
Tattoo.
And then they were bigger, and then they were smaller, and I suck a giant cock that can drive a boat.
Check out my hepatitis.
Yeah, she's awful. Pamela Anderson is awful. Yeah. She's an awful human being.
So,
if she hates Sarah Palin, I love her.
Wow.
I'm voting for McCain.
That's nice.
It's ridiculous.
For a totally tangent aside here or whatever, to go back to Arrested Development,
because
we talked about it for a second, but then I had to dig up the thing.
How dare you.
A friend of mine that lives in San Diego is actually in India right now doing training with one of those awful call center things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he was going through their training software, and they have
like a demo database set up with like made up entries and shit, so that they can go through all the training and they can whatever. He actually took screenshots of them and posted them in his LJ today, because today was the first day he actually went through the whole training exercise with them and actually had to read all the individual entries. And the entire Bluth family are all of the like made up people in the database.
And, oh my god, link that shit.
And the actual like for their email, like their email groups that are already set up, there's a group for the banana stand, for the blue man group, for people with stair cars and tricks. Like, wow. It's their demo database.
What?
So wow. Somebody, oh, who somebody, made
that? That's awesome.
Somebody who works at his company has a fucking awesome sense of humor.
That's genius.
Oh, well, I here Joel that. Can see it if he looks over. Aww.
That's awesome. So this question from Dr. Girlfriend, who apparently has an inside man at Gearbox.
Yeah, what's named up Matt, with that?
Matt? Someone named Matt J006.
Matt Juice.
I don't know. The question is, Team Fortress 2 time, what's the difference between the GBX clan and the GBX8 clan?
Matt Weaver?
I can answer that.
We have three Matts at work.
It's either Matt Armstrong. No, it's not.
Or
not
Matt Stark or Matt Weaver. I think it's Matt Weaver.
Probably.
Anyway, the answer to that question is the GBX clan was from...
Weaver.
Okay. GBX clan is from the first season of the tournament, where there was GBX and there was GBX2, which was our alternate team, which was awful, and we lost really quick. The second season team was named GBX8, kind of as a joke, because of the second team, we wanted to keep a number so that we knew it wasn't the same as the first team, and 8 seemed funny for some reason. It's dumb.
Sure.
We also go by the Ocho. We are collectively funny. The Ocho.
That's funny.
Do you,
ESPN
I,
the Ocho.
I know you guys don't follow sports, but there's a football player who plays
Ocho Cinco.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ocho Cinco.
Dumbass.
He had his name officially changed to Ocho Cinco.
So his jersey says Ocho Cinco 85. Yeah. That guy can fucking burn in hell.
Yeah.
Wow. Follow up question.
Everybody, look at me.
What features do you want to see for the upcoming class updates? Spy, sniper, scout, soldier, engineer.
That's a tough one. I'm going to feel way too nerdy answering this, actually, is the problem.
The what?
Like, I'm going to switch into, like, internet fandom nerd rage in a second, and I would like to avoid that. I can't bring myself to do this.
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Everyone else in the room is going to hate me by the time I'm done, because I'm going to talk for, like, an hour.
Oh, then we're not doing that.
Right.
Last question from Monkey Bear was... admittedly lame from Monkey Bear, so we don't have to answer it, but it was hey, look, another movie question. If you could wear any costume from any movie that has ever come out, what would it be? Sorry for the lame question. Cold meds don't give me the ability to come up with thought-provoking questions. Best movie costume.
Are you sick?
Tron guy.
Oh, man, bummer.
I'm kidding.
Best costume. Best movie costume.
Maybe you shouldn't be a little bitch and be sick all the time.
Whoa.
Will you stop alienating our audience, please?
This is the post game, man. Jesus. The rules are...
it's all out the window.
The rules went out the door.
Gloves are off.
Hurricanes are coming.
Christ.
So, Ike, what costume would you wear?
I don't know. Maybe like a poncho.
You would look lovely dressed as Queen Padme from episode 1. Just wigs fucking everywhere.
I would be Nightman. Fighter of the Day,
okay,
man.
Okay, you win then. This question is done.
Yeah.
That's a winner.
What else are we talking about?
I'd be Charlie dressed as a Nazi.
Eating a banana.
Oh god, why?
There was something I wanted to mention at the end of the at the end of the podcast, I said, oh, I'll save that for the post show. What was it?
Shirts?
I don't know.
Oh, well, no. Oh, yeah. Well, there's not really anything to talk about there. Yeah, I'm going to retire all the shirts and start over.
Interesting.
Why, you have new design ideas?
Yeah.
Is that why?
About 100. I just haven't ever done them. Okay. Because the Rosalind shirt's the only shirt that sells.
Is there, are you keeping the same shirt company and everything, or are you going to a totally different process?
On the down low, maybe not.
Okay, that was my question.
There's a local guy here that might be able to save me money considerably for the same quality.
Oh, good. Okay.
But the same, like, one or two color printing and the same styles of shirt stuff? Or
no, okay. I'm redesigning my shirts. Not only am I throwing out the ones that don't ever sell, but every shirt I design from here on out has to be able to be printed the way I'm doing it now or screen printing. Because once I have enough orders, let's say I got 100 orders for one shirt, there's no reason for me to be spending 10, 12 bucks per shirt to have them printed when I could get 100 printed for like half that.
Okay.
Right.
If I do real screen printing. But there's no reason for me to screen print a shirt that or I don't know like if it's going to sell.
Two or three.
Yeah, if I put up one tomorrow that said, Josh, shirt.
HBO can say cunts.
HBO cunts, whatever. And then no one ever buys it. If I pre-ordered 100 to get a minimum, you know, $5 per shirt or whatever, right, I'd be stuck with them forever. So that's not happening. But yeah, there's like a guy in Carrollton that might be able to print my shirts the same way.
Yeah, that's cool.
I should tell you about the one. I'll go ahead and anyone listen to this, they can look forward to it. One of the shirt designs I was working on is going to be it's going to be all these like really happy anthropomorphic lemons with party hats and like buzzers and streamers, and it's going to say Lemon Party on it.
That's terrible.
I like that.
I love that. Because I do love me a good
little
lemon
kids
party.
Would be wearing that, and like nobody would know.
Like, yeah. Yay,
why are there happy lemons? I don't know.
Because it's a party.
Tee-hee. And like one of them is really old.
He's all wrinkly.
He's got the cane.
Yeah, there's like a wrinkled lemon. And he's like, where's your dick? That's actually the shirt is the lemons and you're just all fucking. It's old lemons fucking and it says Lemon Party. Cause
that's inappropriate.
It's unironic.
Unironic?
Yeah. That's unironic is the new irony. Where's a cock? I'm a lemon. Can't be a Lemon Party without old dick.
I Genius. Want to fuck Tina Fey's face scar so hard. Oh my god. So hard.
Her face scar. Like just right in the fold of it? Like
whatever.
Make a little taco out of it?
I'm gonna fucking like punch right through that cheek.
Wow,
and then
Jesus Christ. Make a little face taco pouch.
Make that taco pop.
That was so inappropriate.
Their sauce really makes my taco pop. When I put their sauce on my taco, it pops. I gotta imagine it burns. Imagine it
shouldn't burn.
I imagine it festers up a little bit.
You are supposed to let the sauce cool for 2 minutes before applying.
Yeah, you put taco sauce in your dick hole and see if you have.
Why are we talking about that?
Trouble urinating afterwards?
Is this about you and your sounding?
I don't know. He said, "Yeah, I sound taco sauce packets. I can do four mild sauce or three fire sauce."
Wow,
no idea what I'm talking about.
I hope not.
I'm closing this chat.
Here, why don't you give the marinara sauce?
Oh my god,
try.
Why is it still on the table? It's dangerous.
It's been here
That's
for the entire
fine.
Show.
Get that away from me. All the things that can spill should be in the laptop void right here where there's no computers. I spilled a coffee one time, like completely on my computer, but it hit right on
the wrist guard
corner. And then flowed into this tray and completely ruined this thing. I had to buy a new one.
Nice.
So, that said, hey, Eli.
What's up?
What are you doing?
What's going on your side of the table?
I found the 10 most bizarre vending machines in Japan.
I have jury duty on Monday.
I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Where at?
No. At like fucking 4:30 in the morning or something.
No, dude, it's cool. See,
just don't go.
Just don't go.
Yeah.
And then if they call you anything, you'd be like, I didn't get it.
It'd be good for the podcast.
Yeah. I was doing a podcast.
Did I ever tell you about my jury duty? I got called for jury duty, and I was like, God damn it. And it was I live in Denton County. Denton County spreads like 900
Denton?
Miles to nowhere. And so they call me into I cannot remember the name of the city, but okay.
Not Denton.
If you leave Louisville and go past
Corinth?
No. You go past Corinth has like human beings. Past like Farmer's Branch and no, that's Carrollton. Past Flower Mound, and then there's all these hills, and then there's like miles and miles of hill country. And ranches and shit.
I don't even know where that is.
And they send me to a courthouse that is about the size of this room. And, well, first, the first I had to go to the courthouse, obviously, and sit in there with 200 people, and I got selected by, like, random number selection. And they're like, cool, you missed work today, and you don't get paid, but miss work tomorrow and possibly forever, and we'll pay you, like, $8
$3.
A day. It was, like, $8, I think. And I was like, wow.
It used to be, like,
let me do the math.
$8? Oh, man. More than I make all day.
Well, at that point, you just have to be like, I hate black people.
No, I'm seriously, I was thinking, like, what can I say? Like, everyone I talked to was like, oh, get out of it. Say you don't trust the police. And I'm like, yeah, but then, like, a year later, I'm going to get pulled over, and this guy's going to be like, don't trust the police, huh?
Oh, whatever. They don't keep track of
that. I don't know. All I know...
totally went under a permanent record.
Yeah.
My bit's going to be when I get there, I'm going to go, hey, I know that guy.
What's up, nice. Bro?
Yeah. So,
Peter, what's going on?
What's up? You remember the thing?
With the crack cocaine.
The, right. Dude, you sell the best weed, man.
It had the crack chick.
So they said,
the crack chick.
They assigned me to a trial, and I go to this tiny shithole town courthouse. There's about, 12 of us in there, obviously. And we're waiting for the plaintiff and defendant to just fucking show up for a 9 a.m. trial. It's like 10 o'clock, and neither of them are there. And the bailiff comes out, and he's like, yeah, we're going to give until about 10:45, and then we'll call this a no-show.
Wow.
And I'm like,
15-minute rule.
Here. We're going to sit here for 2 hours. And he's like, yeah, we got to give him a chance to get here. And I'm like, yeah, because like, my time's not important at all. You know, that's cool. And the guy starts going off about how crappy his job is as a bailiff, how he like wants to be a cop, and how...
But my grades just weren't ever good enough.
No, get this. He goes off on how when a war hero from Denton came back to town with his like legs blown off or some shit, how they asked for volunteers to escort him through town, a police escort, and I was the only one that volunteered. And that is what his sacrifice means to me.
Damn
he
it.
Went over there and fought those fucking terrorists and lost his arm or some goddamn shit. And all they're asking is for someone to drive a car. That ain't nothing compared to what he's done. And then someone there was like, you're the hero. And he was like, well, thank you. And I'm like, God damn it. Get me the fuck out of here. What the fuck in a parallel universe? Oh, that's right. I'm in Texas. I'm in Texas.
I would have had a number two pencil so far up my pee hole at that point.
No, why?
To not pay attention to that story.
What are you complaining about? You said you were up to zero gauge. That's pretty fucking close.
Yeah, but I was talking shit.
I would already be like losing my mind. Going, I can't hear any more of this.
It fucking blew my mind. This was like, I'm like, this is justice at work. This is our justice system. So in the end, the person that filed the lawsuit did not show. The person whose beef it was. Like, I ain't going. Man, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck that. I have to be there like at fucking 2 a.m.
or some shit. And later it's going to be like, I have to be there 4 days ago at midnight.
Yeah. And well, it's like in fucking McKinney. It's like all the way out at 121.75.
Yeah, that's a bastard.
That's such shit.
I had to go to the middle of nowhere.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to get picks, so you might as well just mark me out for the rest of the day. You need anything done on Monday? Oh, you already got all this set up. I can help you make that box on Monday.
Right.
I mean, while I'm at jury
right,
duty.
Whatever. Right, whatever. Yeah. I don't care.
Huh.
Do you have code for Denise? You call in, you're like, the burrito has been wrapped. I repeat, the burrito has
the
been
beans, wrapped. The beans are spilling out of the burrito.
And then she like, I repeat, you sick for a day.
The beans have spilled.
Huh.
The rice is not done at the same time as the flount is. I repeat. There's like all these different codes.
The refried beans
I never
have
get.
Burned to the bottom of the plate.
But the ones on... Let me repeat. The ones on top are still good. I repeat. You can scrape the ones off top. They are still good.
I never get the code, so I'm just like, oh, sweet. I'm hungry.
She's like, are you picking up food?
I
would see like...
It is code taquito. I repeat.
I would see like Stacy's like...
Code taquito.
Watching you and you're like, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. You're like writing all this down on a notepad. And she's like, what was all that about? It's a recipe for flautas.
Yeah, I think we're getting food. I think I don't know who else going, but
I'm really hungry.
It
now.
Sounds like Mexican.
Yeah. Four tortillas. Not three, not five.
Right.
Four tortillas.
Now listen very carefully when I say they are corn tortillas. They are not flour. They are corn. Very carefully.
Corn yellow tortillas. Corn. It
yellow
is important.
Corn
tortillas. Are you writing this down?
Yes. You want a number six with a side of yellow corn? What are you talking about?
With the corn beach hat? God damn it. Corn
like,
beach
do
half?
I have to spell it out? I am drunk Ash. And I'm staying home.
Yeah.
Oh.
I am hungover, you whore.
Right. Code corn tortillas is hungover. Code flour tortillas is hungover, but I don't know where I am.
No. That's I'm hungover and I have a massive case of the shits.
Right. No, that's code refried beans.
Oh, that's the beans.
I'll be waiting for that call from
that's
you.
That's code burnt beans.
Oh, God.
That was like
I
a...
I can't...
Oh, no. It'll be funny if like, you can't remember the code and be like, what is that call?
What's the code for shits?
Shits? Whatever.
What's the code
shits?
Where it's running down my leg right now?
No. Code refried beans is the shits. Code burnt to the bottom of the pan beans is shits that burn.
Dude, I had a visual, like a actual picture, real life visualization of something at work right before
was
I was getting
the shits?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh God.
It was a picture from Houston because the waters have already been raising. It's a picture of like a house and there's like massive amounts of water like flooding down the side of the street, but the house is on fire.
Wow.
And I was like,
nice.
That is
you
what
were just totally fucked.
I was like, that is what diarrhea probably would be in real life. It's massive amounts of like rapid water.
Stop it.
But there's fire. There's a lot of fire because there were like three houses on fire. And I was like, it burns, but I can't put it out.
Jesus Christ, dude.
No.
That's horrible. Why are you saying those words?
No. Because he was on CNN.
That's gross. They are so poor. They are so black. And their houses are so on fire.
So this motherfucker's about to hit land
tell my...
in about an hour.
Oh, never mind.
What's about to what? Oh, here?
The hurricane's about to
hey,
hit.
Hey, so you guys might not know this, but we've had a garage sale planned for like 2 weeks, and it's tomorrow.
Oh, you just got owned.
Yeah, I mean... We had to pay.
Coming to visit.
We had to register with the city. I mean, it's tomorrow. The signs are up. If it's raining in the morning.
You register with the city for that shit?
This city's crazy, dude. You have to get your signs from the city. You can't make your own sign out of cardboard. Like, you can only have five. There's certain rules about how you have to put them up.
And I think Plano doesn't allow it at all.
Dude, who the fuck did you move to communist Russia? What is that? What is the bullshit?
Oh, then I'd have health care. Which I don't. Yeah, so if it's raining cats and shit diarrheas tomorrow, then I guess we just go get our signs and...
It's rain and shit's diarrhea.
We have
Hallelujah.
To pay again.
It's rain and shit's diarrhea.
And if it's rained out, they're like, there's degrees of how rained out it has to be before they let you reschedule it. It's crazy.
Can you tell
otherwise,
a fucking hurricane?
Yeah, because otherwise, you know, there'd be like 1,000 garage sales a day.
Yeah.
If they didn't regulate the hell out of it.
Well, you know,
I'd be selling babies out of my garage.
You're lucky it's only a hurricane and not like a fire cane or something.
A fire cane?
I don't know.
Wow. You win the post show.
I'm like at weather.com and it's like some of their little.
Are we about to get fucked?
Tropical update. Conditions horrible.
You should be playing your sound.
It's a fucking hurricane. Like
what? Conditions really shitty. Conditions hurricane-y.
Conditions the diarrhea is coming down.
It's conditions surprisingly positive.
Cautiously optimistic. Maybe. Yeah, all their conditions are like people with expressions on their faces, and one of them's like
their conditions are just smileys.
Yeah, and then the other
guy's they're like, emoticons.
Yeah, it's like one of them's the winking, and you're like, is that just raining?
So then there's one with the jackass who has a cigarette, and he's kind of like,
fuck yeah,
yeah, fuck yeah, I'm gonna fuck you.
Conditions
shit up.
Are chilling. With a 30% chance of don't give a fuck.
It's just a weather. It's just a weather blog, and it's like current mood,
right?
Overcast.
That would be a great website.
Weather blog.
Actually,
the weather is what music they're listening to. So if it's like the Smiths, it's like overcast.
God, I hate you.
If it's the Cure, it's like wonderful. Overcast with lightning.
You need to buy that.
Yeah, you need to get on that
domain right now.
emotaweather.com.
Or just emo weather.
Weather cons.
I think emo weather would be better, because if weather is blogging, it's definitely emo.
Listen, listen, if it was emoweather.com, it would be a post every day about how shitty the weather was. Now I'm not going outside.
The weather's like,
my sister said,
I can't quit raining.
No, my sister said,
I've been depressed for 3 weeks and all I can do is rain.
It's really pretty outside, but I don't believe her. I believe it's dark. I believe it's... Like, it's his interpretation of the
weather. I keep trying
to
fly into all these airplanes, but the cutting won't help anything.
Whoa, what?
I don't know. I was a stretch.
I'm going to go read some Edgar Allan Poe.
Tsunamis were cool until they got popular.
I don't know. They sold out.
I liked them better when they were underwater.
Oh, wow.
As opposed to underground, because yeah. Tsunamis come
You could have gone with a fault line joke there. I would have maybe worked better.
You know what? I can't fucking win every time. Okay, my jokes are concepts. Very rarely are they actually funny.
You should have stopped with that thing I've already forgotten you said a minute ago that was funny.
Fire cane?
Fire canes.
Where did that even come from?
It's a good thing it wasn't a diarrhea cane.
Oh, God.
It's all kinds of wrong.
You'd be looking forward to the eye of that one.
You know,
the brown eye of the hurricane.
God damn it.
Okay, by the time you've made it through enough of it to get to the eye, it doesn't matter. You're covered in shit.
Right? Your house is ruined.
In shits. Multiple shits.
It does not matter.
More than one shit.
There is no escaping the shit cane at that point. The shitter cane.
You know, at some point, and it's totally off topic, but I just ran...
We're on topic?
I ran across...
And the current topic is diarrhea fire cane.
I ran across... Right. I ran across something that I was writing your...
Oh, my God.
Josh's...
Oh, shit. The hell was that?
I scratched my forehead, like, I jammed the headphones off so hard.
You hurt yourself?
I don't know. I can't.
Oh. No, you're not bleeding. Okay. You're fine. You're fine.
Whatever.
What'd you... What?
I have Josh's PSA that I wanted him to read.
Oh.
So we could do it, but I never...
You have it written down? Can you just email it to me or something?
Well, because I stumbled across the song. I bought a song for it so I could put it in the background.
Oh, yeah.
While he's, like, reading it.
We're probably just about done with the post show here.
Did that all go?
Oh, God. This is
long. It's not that long. It's just because it's an IM form.
If you've made it this far, kudos. Kudos to you.
We can make this. He can read it, and we can do a behind the making of.
What? Behind the making of?
Exactly.
Behind the bang?
Underneath the behind of.
Is it. Where the diarrhea
That's
comes
not what I meant
from.
To say. Listen, I need to go get some bottled water for the fire cane. I'm going to try and put it out. Wouldn't that fuck you up if there was like a swirling wall of fire? Would that not just rock your shit?
I love how you're like really digging on this concept here.
Think
well,
about
because it happened to Gandalf the Grey.
Yes.
Yeah, sort of.
And then you come back whiter, which you could use.
Yeah.
Which for Josh, I would not recommend.
Actually, I would be clear at that point.
You would be like the guy in Fringe.
Oh, God.
And it's full circle. All right, I'm ending this post show. This post show's over.
Yeah, I think we're done. Stick a fork in me.
Do it.
Ow!
Oh. That was a good fade out.
Good call.
Well done.
Dude, rules are out.
End it with the breaking news.
Loading.
Oh, God.
Streaming.
Was that online or something?
No, I had turned off my my cart.
Oh.
Well, because I don't really use it right now, but it's loaded, and here goes.
Diarrhea fire cane sweeps the nation. Are your pets safe? News at 11.
All next week on Town Talk.
Town Talk. game maker. Not bacon. Gay man. But baby hair.
Josh. 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 Josh.